Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Do you guys want to play a game?
Please.
Can you say it in the Saw voice?
Yeah, I want to play a game. I don't know. I haven't seen Saw in a very long time.
That's pretty good.
Is that like an 85-year-old who smokes?
We are going to talk about Coca-Cola. And then play a little Coca-Cola game.
Okay.
Invented by pharmacist John Pemberton in 1886. It was advertised as a brain tonic to relieve headaches and exhaustion.
Hell yeah.
It has ingredients from the cola nut, including caffeine and also cocaine. But there was less than you think. There was only 9 milligrams per glass, which is actually more than I thought. And it was removed in 1903.
It's pretty funny that they were like cocaine and caffeine, and they're like, yeah, it'll stop you from having a headache or being exhausted, but you will have to keep drinking it. As soon as you finish it, you will need another Coca-Cola.
So, and it was also on tap, only on tap for a really long time, which I was like, what? That's crazy.
On tap? Like where?
Yeah.
Like someone who rolled into town with like a horse and a cart and like,
yeah, baby.
Tap a Coca-Cola.
Okay, so. And obviously, their headquarters are in Georgia. And so we're going to play a game, and it's going to be Coke or Pepsi. And I'm going to read you a brand of drink.
Oh.
And you're going to tell me if it's owned by Pepsi or Coke.
Interesting.
I would say 14-year-old me would have nailed this like head on, but 33-year-old me is going to have maybe some trouble here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be tough.
All right, and I'm keep track of your own score because I am going to ask at the end. Okay, and I'm serious. Keep track.
Okay, I think I mostly have to go off of like certain fast food restaurants soda dispensers because I assume if they have Coke or Pepsi, everything else on the other buttons are all the same brand.
We know Yum Brands is a Pepsi operation.
Okay, let's start easy. Coca-Cola.
Pepsi.
No.
Do I? But I'm buzzing in with Pepsi to give my answer.
No, you don't. That's
right?
Horrible.
No. I don't know what word buzzes me in. I just picked one at random.
You
Pepsi.
Just pick Coke? One. Okay, yeah, and then Pepsi.
It's Coke. Pepsi.
Great. All right. Pepsi? Tropicana.
Coke.
Pepsi.
No, it's Pepsi. That goes to Adel.
Fuck.
Fanta.
Coke.
Yes, JPC. Sprite.
Coke.
Goes to Adel. Mountain Dew.
Oh, Pepsi all day, baby.
JPC. Schweppes.
Aaron, don't make up sodas.
I will, and it's a ginger ale.
Should we stick to sodas that exist?
God Schweppes. I'm going to say Coke.
I'm going to say Pepsi on Schweppes. Okay.
Adel, you got it. Life Water.
What? Coke.
Pepsi.
Fuck. Aquafina.
That's an actor.
A comedian. And she seems a lot of times like she's on Coke.
Coke.
Pepsi.
No, wait, it's Pepsi. Oh. It's Pepsi. Oh, no, it's
Dr.
Pepsi.
Dr. Pepper.
Pepsi.
Isn't Dr. Pepper independent?
It's Coke.
Oh, it's Coke now?
Mm-hmm.
God, it was independent for a long time.
I know, but I think it, whatever
probably.
It is.
There's only two companies anymore.
There's two beverages that are sort of affiliated with both. And Dr. Pepper was for a while. But okay,
Sam's Choice.
Smart Water.
Coke.
Yes. Amp Energy.
Pepsi.
Coke.
Pepsi,
oh, you're right. That's Pepsi.
7-Up.
Pepsi.
Yep. Powerade.
Coke.
Wait, yep. I thought 7-Up was Dr. Pepper. Did they?
You're fucked up, man. I don't know how to help you.
Very quickly, do you remember the campaign 7-Up? Make 7-Up yours?
Where they made
a whole campaign off the phrase
t-shirts.
Up yours?
Yeah.
And they just got away with it?
They had the t-shirts.
They fucking got away with that? Unbelievable. Sorry, Aaron, continue.
Vitamin water.
Coke.
Mm-hmm. Naked
Coke,
juice.
Yeah.
Aaron, grow
up. I'll say Pepsi?
Yes.
That's what I call whiskey.
Cheetos.
Coke.
And I'm not kidding.
Liquid
no,
Cheetos?
Pepsi.
Wow.
Sobe Life Water. Sobe.
Sobe. I'm going to say Pepsi.
Yep. Dasani.
Coke.
Yeah. Sierra Mist.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Because Coke has Sprite, Pepsi has 7-Up, but who has Sierra Mist, which is like the sort of second cousin of Sprite and 7-Up?
JPC has fully stopped playing. He's looking up,
yeah, okay.
I think.
I'm going to say,
yeah. So 7-Up and Dr. Pepper are not affiliated with...
Yes, they are. They're sold because then they have a deal where they get sold at the same places.
Pepsi has international like distribution rights for 7-Up and Dr. Pepper,
yeah.
But that's still an independent. We're talking about international distribution rights.
Yes.
That's what this quiz is.
Yes,
Aaron,
hey man, it's your
Pepsi.
Quiz. It's your yes. quiz. I'm just playing it.
Simply Orange.
When the emails come in about the quiz,
I'm going to say Pepsi again.
When all the soda heads, and they're hopped up on caffeine, they're haters.
Well, Coke has Smart Water, so it's got to be Pepsi, right?
Yep. Fairlife.
Fairlife? Is that milk? I hope it's
Fairlife?
Coke. We'll say Coke.
Yep. Diet Coke.
Oh, that's
That's a tie.
It's independently
tie.
Owned.
Is it tie?
Lipton iced tea.
Wow. That's Pepsi.
Lipton is Pepsi.
Yes. Topo Chico.
Coke?
Chico.
Yep.
Coco Chico?
Coco Chico. bubbly.
Michael
Bublé.
Would you like a little bit of the bubbly? That's British champagne.
I just haven't drunk you yet. Is that Michael Bublé? Doesn't matter.
Just say
Coke.
Pepsi or Coke. Pepsi.
Coke.
Barks root beer.
Barks be Coke.
Has
no.
bite.
Coke.
Yes.
Coke. Nest
tea.
Coke, no Coke.
Nest tea.
Oh, Coke.
Yes.
Pepsi.
Oh. Izzy.
Azalea?
I don't know. Ask
Australian.
Him.
Izzy? Pepsi.
Yes. Brisk.
That's
Coke.
Brisk, baby. Pepsi.
No, Pepsi. Dannon.
Dannon yogurt? Wait, is that a drink, Dannon, or Dannon yogurt? Mm-hmm.
I think it is the Dannon.
They have a yogurt
Coke?
Drink.
Whoa.
Coke. Yep. Mr. Pibb.
That's got to be Pepsi.
No.
Wait, no. Dr. Pepper was Pepsi. So Coke. Mr. Pibb. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
And then A&W.
Root beer.
Well, that's with Taco Bell.
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. It literally was like both. So who won?
The listeners.
I ended up with 17 points, but I think I win because JPC was not keeping score.
Yeah, or paying attention.
No, I was mad because some of the answers weren't correct. And
no,
I said, oh,
correct.
This isn't a good quiz.
Can we look up
because they have
squirt?
All these deals with these independent brands where they get to be sold some places, and the other brand doesn't have a deal where they get to be sold that place. So I'm just saying, what camp are you in? What camp are these brands in? Who
I'm
are they loyal
Coke.
To?
Who has Squirt? Do we know? Or is that
I'll look
their
it
own
up.
Thing? I think Fruitopia was Coke, but Fruitopia has gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah, that's long gone.
Long gone. Used to love Fruitopia. I also haven't seen Snapple in like 20 years. Are they still around and they're just not sold in
Pepsi
Chicago?
PepsiCo Partners.
Okay.
They still sell Snapple. Snapple
really?
Is still a thing.
I think. Those used to be so big.
Yeah. I think all of this stuff is like cyclical in a weird way where... Those type of tea drinks, as soon as energy drinks hit the market, tea drinks were gone.
Out
they
the
were
door.
Fucking gone. Like Sobe, those used to be big.
Orbitz, what was the one with the little floaties?
Sobe.
Orbitz? You remember that?
I'm going to name my baby Sobe and
that's
the other
gum?
Baby Dasani.
Aaron.
Aaron, there are probably babies out there named Dasani who listen to this podcast. We probably 100%. Have some Gen Z-esque Dasanis out there. I was
like
named after the liquid I was conceived in.
Oh, God. That's
Ew.
Horrible. That makes me feel sick. Hot tub water?
Hot tub water?
Is that why your name's Hot Tub Water?
Hot tub water.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.